Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Crazy heat headed back this way, and if you think today is hot, with the real feels already in the 90s, AccuWeather says stick around till tomorrow when the real feels will creep into the triple digits. Ouch! See, this is when you walk around the house with nothing on till the kids come home from school, said a friend. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center now with the latest. Brian?
Yeah, Larry, we've seen temperatures already close to 90 in some spots. Doesn't look like it has officially hit 90 yet in Central Park. In fact, we're down a degree this hour to 88. Some spots are above 90, though. LaGuardia at 92. Newark's up to 93 right now. Pretty gusty breeze blowing this afternoon. The humidity kind of at a moderate level, not overly humid. But as we head into tomorrow, the humidity looks to be a little bit higher. And we do expect temperatures to climb a little higher into the mid and upper 90s. AccuWeather, the real field temperatures could top 100 at times tomorrow. Then not as hot. Highs will be closer to 90 for Thursday and Friday. And the humidity will be quite a bit lower as well. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. And everybody's reacting to this weather. Some think it's crazy. Some people actually loving this. 1010 Winds went out and talked to some.
When the city feels like an oven, the beach becomes the place to be. That's what Christopher says.
Feels good. Feels good. Nice breeze. Not too hot. Not too hot.
But he also says,
Something to do. I mean, stay busy. Catch some sun rays. You know what I mean?
For others, they're floating, swimming in the water, even tanning in this heat.
Today is not too hot. Thank God. Not yet.
If it was up to me, I'd build a sandcastle, eat ice cream, and enjoy the sand like Lisa.
I literally just came here for sunbathing, and that's it. I don't know what's in that water. Like, I'm not doing none of that. And I don't want to find out either, so.
Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds or 92.3 FM at Manhattan Beach.
She says, not me. As always, we invite you to stay with 1010 Winds throughout this hot weather spell to get updated on the cooling centers and any other critical information you need to know to deal with this oven-baked gift from Mother Nature here. Mahmoud Khalil, the Palestinian activist who led protests at Columbia University, now suing the Trump administration and a number of private groups alleging a conspiracy to suppress criticism of Israel. He was detained by ISIL, recall, for over 100 days just as his wife was about to give birth.
I will not stop fighting until everyone who willingly contributed to my missing the birth of my son and to taking 104 days of my life from me answers for what they've done.
A dude is fighting. He alleges the Fed coordinated with private groups, the Heritage Foundation, Canary Mission, and Betar, to our target supporters of the pro-Palestinian movement by doxing, jailing, and attempting to deport them, he says. There's been no comment so far from any of those groups or Washington. Well, we got an update now on that stolen vehicle case out of Staten Island. You'll recall a pair of guys took the SUV, allegedly, but ended up ramming it into a house. Well, they're in custody now. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley was there as police announced the caller, joining us live now with the latest. MLB, what are they saying?
Larry, that's right. They're saying that two teens are behind this stolen vehicle. They say they've arrested a 14 and a 16-year-old, both of them being charged with multiple charges, which include criminal possession of stolen property, reckless endangerment, criminal possession of stolen property, and also what we didn't mention, trespassing and criminal mischief. Now, we're looking at the front of the house right now. We can see a vacate order on the front door. There is just so much damage to the foundation of this home that crews have actually put up a fence so no one can mingle in this mess while they're working on it. We also see a lot of damage to the front stairs and the front railing. There's caution tape all over. And like I said, that vacate notice is on the front door. We haven't seen anyone in or out of this home all day. But we do know that it is being worked on, and police say these two young men, teenagers, are in police custody and facing serious charges. They also tell us that stolen car was stolen from Staten Island just a few miles away. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. We're live in Grasmere.
And thanks to you, MLB, for that report. The family that lived in the house was reluctant to go on camera Monday, but say they are relieved to be okay. A long list of charges today for a New Jersey man accused of punching a nun. Listen to this. Punching a nun and raping a lady in back-to-back daylight robberies. Newark police say Fahim Green started the spree about 7:30 a.m. Saturday. He's accused of punching the nun and knocking her over before allegedly stealing her purse and running off. And then they say about 30 minutes later, here he comes again. They say he attacked a different lady as she was getting off a bus over on Hudson Street. He allegedly pulled a gun, demanded her purse, and after she handed it over, he pistol whipped the lady and then choked her until she lost consciousness Cops say he then sexually assaulted her while she was passed out. This dude. Police were able to identify Green from surveillance footage. He's been charged now with robbery, aggravated sexual assault, attempted murder, and a whole lot more. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. On Long Island, a grandmother in the hospital after police say her grandson accidentally started the car and hit her.
You could see all the toys outside this house in Lindenhurst, but authorities say the 8-year-old boy went into his grandmother's Honda in the driveway, started the vehicle, and when she tried to stop him from backing out of the driveway, she was hit. Neighbors rushed to help.
Accidents happen. Gotta watch kids.
One neighbor says he held the grandmother's hand as the little boy was terribly upset.
I never expect something like that. I feel bad for her.
The 63-year-old grandmother is in serious condition after police say she hit her head on the pavement. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
3,000 more second graders are going to learn how to swim. The city council just gave $1.5 million to expand free swim lessons across the five boroughs. Council member Shekar Krishnan says drowning is one of the leading causes of accidental death among the little, so funding free swim lessons is life-saving.
So many New York City children don't know how to swim, but children of color in particular are especially deprived of access to water and that life-saving skill of swimming. This is as much about a life-saving skill as it is about racial justice.
The funding is going towards the nonprofit group Wavemakers, which first launched more than 2 years ago. The program now serving 9,000 public school second graders. Well, the Upper West just got a new resident, and it's hard to miss. A massive horse statue popped up outside the local movie theater.
Now this is the sound of crews putting final touches to the set outside of the AMC Lincoln Center Theater. But you can't miss the main attraction, a 40-foot wooden Trojan horse on Broadway.
Really impressive.
That was very cool.
Now, New Yorkers always on the go, but couldn't help but to quickly admire. But even our visitors are taking it in, like Alima.
I'm from France.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Belle?
Okay. Where's the boo? I was looking at the treasure horse.
And
thinking
you like
about
it?
I do.
Oui.
Amanda Alexander meeting with folks down there.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.